We're all stood in a queue at the moment, waiting to go into Space 2 in the afternoon. And we're going to find out which of the hacks from the morning have been escalated through to the next stage, and they get to do the show and tell. And you, when you come to something like this, you get to meet all sorts of interesting people in the queue. And I'm going to let these people introduce themselves a little bit, why they're here and who they are and that sort of thing. So,
hello. I'm Tracy Green. I'm the head of digital in Parliament in London. And I'm here because I've been a judge this morning and it's been absolutely amazing. I've just seen some fantastic hacks from very awe-inspiring kids.
And did you invite it, or were you sort of, I want to be there?
I was very pleased to be invited by Emma Mulqueeney, who I've known for some years now. So, just over the moon to be here, really.
Hi, I'm Lee Cox. I'm Jack Cabnori, and I'm kind of here in two capacities. I'm a black cab driver. I brought up Lily Cole, who's one of the judges, and I'll take her back later on.
When you say brought her up, you don't mean you nursed her from a very
No. I've got two of mine to do. No. I physically drove her this morning, and then, but I've known Emma for a while as well, so I'm looking forward to my first show and tell, and it should be really interesting.
And Emma's like a magnet for all the nice people. He seems to draw the best out of people.
All the nice people.
You can meet people in places all over the world, and you mention Emma's name, and they know her.
She's a superstar.
It's a currency that's more rugged than the euro and the dollar and and she even knows people like Sue Black. Do you know? Have you ever met Sue Black? Yeah, who's
no,
Sue Black?
I've never heard of her.
Why would Sue Black come to Mirror this?
Oh, maybe because she was judging this morning.
Oh, yes. And she would have an angle as well. And
Well.
And if Sue wasn't here, people would be saying, why is Sue Black not here?
No, I don't think so. They wouldn't even notice. No, but I have to say, this morning has been absolutely awe-inspiring. So, I love this stuff anyway, right? So I was going to like it. But it's just absolutely incredible seeing how many...
16
groups of kids, or like single kids on their own. The stuff that they've done in 5 days is bloody incredible.
And what
really is amazing.
What you saw was less than 20% of the whole thing.
I know.
Times that by at least five.
Absolutely. And the amount of girls here was
really
encouraging. I loved that too. I absolutely loved that.
It would be interesting to ask Emma is, I know at one point, a couple of months ago, she was sort of... reflecting, there aren't as many girls as she wanted.
Girls off and stuff. But no, I mean, there's loads of girls here and girls doing really cool stuff. So, no, it's fabulous.
I think that's why she wanted Lily. She got involved with Lily Carl. Because Lily's working on a web project and is very... if you read a little bit about her, she's very
influential,
and so I think that's
a role model.
To show that it is something which is very, and to kind of give those girls that may be interested that think that they can't actually go further in it, making sure that it is still as cool as doing anything else.
So if you were to reflect back to a couple of years ago when you were sort of the age of some of the children that are here, would you have been doing similar things at the time?
Definitely not. I don't think I actually didn't do computing at school because I thought it was just too boring, but I'm now finding that I'm really interested in that much more. So
And so you don't really have a computing background?
No, did English at university and then fell into doing websites, taught myself HTML, and the rest is history, really.
Have you got some sort of coding background?
No, unless you call the knowledge coding. It's coding for streets. No, not at all. But when I first started working, I worked, VDUs and dump terminals, so, this whole kind of boom in the last 20 years has been since I've been an adult, allegedly. An adult, not allegedly a boom.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot. I know if I ask you to name one particular project from this morning, you're going to say, they were all amazing, but were there aspects of things that really shone for you, without naming a particular project?
For me, it was really the fact that a lot of them, the fact that they'd almost all taught themselves or all taught themselves. Having two girls had set up a code club in their area because they wanted to code and there wasn't anything. But it's all outside of school, isn't it? No one said anything about learning it at school at all.
It's great when those children are so driven when they identify a need and then they think, how are we going to solve it?
Do it ourselves. That's incredible. And also the short space of time that it had taken them to develop the apps and also to learn stuff. Because some of them came in at the beginning of the week, they didn't know any code, and then they learnt it and developed an app by Friday. It's like,
And I think what I really liked about it was the way they...
you were amazed.